Welcome to One Good Thing Media, your official podcast review channel. We search the vast digital landscape on a daily basis to discover the best shows that podcasters have to offer. Are you ready to discover new favorites to add to your playbook? Stay tuned and listen to host Gerald Spear's latest podcast reviews.
Friends and podcast lovers, this is Gerald Spear, and I want to welcome you to Season 2, Episode 3. I have three really great podcasts that I'm going to review for you today, and they're all about Halloween. So what do you say we cut the small talk and let's get to the reviews? I'm ready for it. Are you? First off, I have some great news. Now, if you listened to my podcast, it would be episode 2 last week, I talked about the 13 Days of Halloween and how much I love the series. It comes on every year from the 19th of October to the 31st of October, and a single episode drops every day in that time frame. So I'm just getting really all kind of sad because I couldn't find any promotions on it. So I thought, oh gosh, maybe they're not going to do it this year because, you know, this is the podcast universe and, you know, things can be rather tentative sometimes. But lo and behold, the day before it was due to drop, a promo came on. And the 13 Days of Halloween, quotes, penance is being posted right now as we speak. And because this will come after the 19th, when you'll be hearing this podcast, I'm so jealous because you get to binge a few episodes. Now, I know I've mentioned this before, and I'll probably mention it again, but as all of you either know or should know, I am a total binger, at least when it comes to podcasts. And I would love to have 5 or 6 podcasts waiting for me, the Penance podcast, I should say, so that I could just kick back with my headphones and listen. But anyway, that's your pleasure if you want it. Otherwise, you can listen to it one episode at a time each day. Now, I haven't listened to the entire Penance podcast because I'm just like you. I have to wait for episodes to drop. But I have listened to 3 episodes so far. And wow. What I can tell you is that the acting is superb. The production is top-notch. And the plot has just the right amount of creepy crazy. The latter, this I don't think you know about me, but the latter is important to me because I am an honest-to-God empath. And when the character Sayuri is imprisoned, I am too. And when she's sent to the dungeon, well, I'm right there with her, scared out of my wits and wondering what's going to happen to us. So it's just the right amount of creepy crazy, and it's so well written. It's written by Aaron Mankey, and of course he created this series, and he also has written all of the series, which now is into season 4. So it's just an absolute delight, and what I can tell you about the series is that 13 Days of Halloween, Penance, it begins with the lead character, Sayuri, when she arrives to work early. She's the first one there, she makes fresh coffee, and she's the only person in the building when a stranger comes in asking about some nonsense that he wants to know, and he wants to return something and so forth. And he's acting, you know, a little fishy. But she goes along with it, she doesn't think much of it, she's just anxious to do whatever he needs so she can get on with her day. And he coaxes her outside to get something out of his car, and guess what? Well, mayhem ensues, kidnapping ensues, and an eerie facility, innocently called the Pendleton, becomes a major part of the story. And Sayuri goes from, you know, just being really kind of a ho-hum employee, not really enthused about her job, but she does her job and as best she can, but not with enthusiasm, to one who loses her freedom, and nearly her own sanity. And almost the worst part of it is that nobody will tell her why she's there at this facility called Pendleton. And the cast of characters, and I mean characters, that are in this particular series, they are delightful in strange ways. And the nefarious intentions of those running the facility are crystal clear. But then you find out, or are they? In addition to Erin Mankey, 13 Days of Halloween Penance is brought to you by iHeart and Grim and Mild, two companies that have a very interesting backstory, which I'll get into another time because I'll be covering many of their podcasts. They produce a lot of them, and so many of them are good. But for now, just know that it's a team effort, and that Penance is an audio program that's best listened to during a quiet time. Now, I tried to listen to Penance while I was double tasking and triple tasking like I usually do, and I really lost a lot of the nuances that are scattered throughout the program, and so I had to go back and listen to all the episodes again so that I could, you know, really just savor all the details. So I strongly recommend that you kick back, relax, and put your headphones on, because this is in 3D audio, which I don't know if it's exactly the same, but it seems the same to me as surround sound in the movie theater. And the last thing I want to mention about this podcast is that it's confusing when you first search for it. There are two podcasts. One is called 13 Days of Halloween, and one is called The 13 Days of Halloween. And you want the one without the. And in the show descriptor, it should mention iHeart, Grim and Mild, and Erin Mankey. And the last thing, I swear, this is the very last thing about their name. 13 is not spelled out. It's 1-3. 13 Days of Halloween. And that's it. I swear, you guys have got to listen to it. It's so good. And now, on to our next one. No Sleep, and it's one word, by the way, if you look it up. No Sleep Podcast. Trust me when I say that No Sleep Podcast isn't about tips to help you sleep at night. It's actually an award-winning anthology series of horror stories by the master of horror himself, David Cummings. By top writers, top voice actors, and the gift of Brandon Boone, who is an excellent special effects man. He does a lot of the music and the sounds that you hear that tighten the story and heighten the scare. Now, No Sleep Podcast is remarkable for a couple of other things that I just can't believe hardly. I mean, I do believe it. It's true, but it's like, wow. They have just launched their 20th season. Think about it for a second. Their 20th season. It's still, a very minimal crew. There is the sound effects expert, Brandon Boone, and of course the host, David Cummings, who organizes, hires writers, hires voice actors to create one story after another. Because when I say 900 episodes, I'm not sure about the early days, but I know now, going through a lot of the different episodes in the last couple of years, there's at least three stories and three separate casts per episode. So I am beyond impressed with his success, his meticulous way that he puts his stories together. And Brandon Boone, who is an amazing special effects and sound man. So here's another interesting fact, and this is amazing too. No Sleep Podcast. I keep wanting to say the in front of it, but I'm afraid I'm going to mislead you to go to the directories and look up the No Sleep Podcast. It's No Sleep Podcast. Is that The show enjoys, by reliable estimates, about 2 million regular monthly listeners. And of those 2 million, many, many of them are female. So Cummings is breaking the gender barrier by including stories that appeal to men, women, and all of the genders in between. So that to me in itself is really somebody who is very aware of his audience and appealing to as many people as possible. So I can't really go through and say, well, this episode meant this and that episode meant that, because there's so many episodes, right? But I will say that out of the 2 years I've been through, or the two seasons, is that I really enjoyed season 19, Tales of the Mooncrawler. It's 4 episodes long, it has multi-short stories in it, and it's really creepy. And also, season 20, episode 3, especially Late Arrival by James McLendon, which is in that episode. Oh my God. It's like relatable terrors in our everyday lives, right? And this one is, what happens when you're in a strange city and you go to a hotel you're not familiar with after hours because you had a 6-hour delay at O'Hare and you're arriving late and you're just trying to get your room? And what is all that screaming you keep hearing? The second short story in that particular episode is about a realtor who found a shady way to purchase property cheap. And he was able to do this by hiring an equally unethical witch. The last story is, you know, kind of sweet revenge, because we've all worked in offices, no doubt, and there's always one that's so snoopy, one coworker that just drives you crazy, right? Well, sometimes snooping has dreadful consequences, and you'll find out what happens to Calvin and his merry band of snoopsters. So that's all I have to report on No Sleep Podcast, except to add that go check it out, flip through the stories, see which ones appeal to you, and save them for a dark, scary night. Last up is Spooky Troop. It's The Last Halloween by Wonky Bot Entertainment. And if you want to look it up, it is Spooky Troop : The Last Halloween. And of course, you'll want to make sure that you have Wonky Bot Entertainment in the show description. Now, I tell you, I am so happy for the 3 founders of this company. Their names are Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta. They established WonkyBot in 2015, despite looking at a mountain of competition by multi-billion dollar entertainment corporations like Disney, and they have already actually enjoyed quite a bit of success. Stuart St. John is actually a longtime writer. He's written, I think, since the 90s. He did Power Rangers episodes, and he worked for Disney, did freelancing, I think, probably for Disney and a lot of different really prestigious companies. But he is such an energetic and imaginative person. He has all these characters. I imagine, this is my own imagination working here, but he has so many characters that just seem to be flying out of his mind and falling on the table in front of him. His most famous and most popular show to date involves a character named Tara Tremendous. And Tara Tremendous was an average girl, an everyday girl, who had something happen to her. I won't give the whole plot away, but she developed superpowers. And she goes through a series of adventures. There's many, many episodes written about her that you'll want to check out. I'm going to be doing a review on it in the coming months. But right now, it's Halloween time, spooky season. And because of that, I picked the Spooky Troop, The Last Halloween. And it involves 7 tweens who are best friends. They live on a mystical, in a mystical universe named the Netherworld. And the Netherworld is kind of a scary place to live. It's populated by ancient monsters who are constantly at war with each other. And when they're not at war with each other, they really like to pick on the Pitifuls. And the Pitifuls, of course, are the humans that live there as well. The tweens get wind of a plot by the evil Demon King, who is plotting to steal the souls of the Pitifuls. And of course, these tween kids, these seven friends, couldn't have that happen. And so they go on a major adventure to defeat this nasty Demon King. Good for them. The last thing I'd like to say about it is that the show itself is divided into 5 episodes, and each one of them have a runtime of 15 minutes or less, which makes it great for younger children that, you know, have shorter attention spans, but at the same time, long enough to thoroughly entertain them. And I have to tell you, it entertains adults too, so get ready to get into the story yourself. So that does it for today. I hope you enjoyed my reviews. As I said, I don't do negative reviews, so anything coming out of my mouth and into my microphone will be positive. The ones that are not positive, I either keep to myself, or if I feel they have promise, I watch them and see if their skills evolve to the point where it makes an enjoyable listen. So until next week, happy Halloween, everybody! And ignore the noise in the background. My dog is getting tired of me recording. She has been quiet long enough, and I much agree with her. So onward and upward, I want you guys to enjoy your parties that you go to, or taking your kids trick-or-treating, or whatever we do. Or is it trunk-or-treating now? I'm not sure, but whatever you do. And also, if you're just at home, all cozied up in your bed and listening to scary podcasts. I will be with you next week with a brand new genre, and I have to say, it's been a pleasure being with you. Media is brought to you by Gerald Spear, creator and host, David Dodd, sound engineer, and Robert Spear, announcer. Our theme song is Force by HGST, and our mood music for this week is Witches on Broomsticks by Mike Franklin.